USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. President Biden will visit the southern border today for the first time as president.
White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby said Biden's eager to talk to local officials and Border Patrol agents during his visit to El Paso. Kirby defended Biden's recent crackdown on illegal border crossings.
New policies and initiatives that are in play to both expand legal migration and pathways to legal immigration, as well as to crack down on enforcement.
Saying the president is trying to strike a balance between opening legal paths of migration while curbing illegal activity. I'm Dave Collins.
Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin saying on Instagram that the love he has received has been overwhelming and that he is thankful for everyone who prayed and reached out after he suffered cardiac arrest following a routine tackle during the first quarter of Monday Night Football last week. As he continues to recover in the hospital, Hamlin added that the incident will only make him stronger, although he has a long way to go and is asking for people to keep praying for him. An NFL doubleheader on Saturday carrying huge playoff implications as the Kansas City Chiefs dominated the Las Vegas Raiders 31-13, clinching the top seed in the AFC in a first-round bye. The Jacksonville Jaguars locked down the AFC South title in a home playoff game following a nail-biting 20-16 win over the Tennessee Titans. There are still two playoff spots to be decided today, one in both the AFC and NFC. The Mega Millions jackpot is now past the $1 billion mark.
As the saying goes,
if you've got it, come and get it.
But no one got it Friday night. Lottery officials say no one picked all six numbers in the drawing. That means the jackpot in the multi-state lottery game goes up to $1.1 billion, the fifth largest lottery jackpot in U.S. history.
Better luck tomorrow.
More like Better Luck Tuesday. I'm Kenneth Burns.
This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Southern California bracing for another storm system moving in. Forecasters say it's expected to arrive Monday morning and continue until Tuesday night. The National Weather Service says this storm is looking stronger than the most recent one. Strong winds along with heavy rain, flooding, and downed trees are expected, and power outages are possible. PG&E says they've added an additional 500 personnel to support their response to the storms and already have more than 4,000 personnel responding to the most recent storms along with contractors from several states. The Coast Guard confirms an oil sheen has been spotted off the coast of Santa Barbara. It's said to be between a mile and a half to 2 miles in size. It was first spotted on Friday off of Summerland Beach. Officials say the cause remains unknown. Bed Bath & Beyond says it is considering filing for bankruptcy following an SEC filing that says there is doubt about the company's future. The home goods company announced plans last year to close 150 stores and cut 20% of its corporate jobs. Bed Bath & Beyond is expecting a decline in sales of over $600 million dollars from the company's final quarter of 2022 compared to the previous year. 80s punk rock takes over the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Here's Corey Myers.
Billy Idol, the 80s punk rock icon whose hits included Rebel Yell and White Wedding, was honored Friday with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The three-time Grammy winner got emotional, telling the crowd, "You are the best. Quite simply, I'm here today because of you, because of your love."
I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.